This is Radio Gwang, the voice of Baluchis, which shed light on the news of Baluchistan in Iran and Pakistan. Today we are chanced to speak with one of Baluch ladies, who is a political activist from Western Baluchistan, who informs us about Baluchistan. Welcome, Madam Shakar Bibi Baloch in Radio Gwang, Balochistan, to express the possible coming election. My first question is, can you please shed light on the views of Baloch people about the coming election in Balochistan?
Thank you, Ufa, and I think we all Baloch love and respect the Baloch Radio Gwang. My name is Shakar Baloch, and I am member of Baloch Khawat Women Panel. The Baloch nation is forcefully divided and emerged with the three brutal and illegal states, Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. And now the elections are conducted in Pakistan. So we Baloch are condemned and boycott that elections and all the parliamentary institutions of the Pakistan, because we are forcefully connected and occupied by Pakistan through an illegal and brutal agreement between Pakistan and Khan-e-Kalat Mir-e-Matiya Khan. These mergers of Baloch nation have done forcefully without the consent and will of Baloch nation, and Baloch resisted from the very first day. This resistance is going on from 1.5 century till today. The martyrs of Baloch nation proved to the all world that we Baloch are not a part of Pakistan, Iran, and Afghanistan. And we resist, I repeat, we Baloch resist till we achieve our own free homeland, the greater Balochistan. So the election and conducting the election and becoming the part of the occupied state parliament has nothing mean to the Baloch nation, because it is out of question. And we couldn't get anything from these elections and parliaments and the state constitutions and its buildings and its infrastructure from, because these are not for the Baloch, and these are built up for to forcefully suppress the Baloch nation. I further say that there are few among us who think that the cruel and brutal Pakistan government will consider its action one day and give the all rights to us. But we see that the looting of Baloch resources are increasing day by day, as we saw the Gwadar port, from where we are just washed away, the whole population of Baloch has been washed away from the area, and the non-Baloch are improving and developing their buildings and their companies, and all the infrastructure is made up for them. Now the hub is an industrial area of Balochistan, but the native tribes, which is Lasi and other Baloch, are there. They are out of that industry. The industries owners bring all workers from Karachi who are in other nations, but they are reluctant to give the work to Baloch. And we see the same situation in standard project, that we are not in the company to work, not as a partner, they are not considering us as a worker. They are not trusting on us. Even they are losing our resources. So these are, and when a Baloch nation resists these things, they face the worst human rights violation in Balochistan. Now these all things concluded in front of Baloch nation, that we are just separate from Pakistan. We are not a part of Pakistan. And we will never be a part or can be developed under the occupation of Pakistan. So the state parliament or state constitution or state institutions are not for us. and we Baloch are just separate from them. The history behind us shows us that we have a state, we have elected assembly, which was ruled and occupied by Pakistan government. So we decided that we will not become the part of Parliament of Pakistan, and we try and try again for our separate homeland, the Greater Balochistan.
What is the plan of demand of Baluchis if you boycott the coming election?
We demand our free homeland, which is fully supported by UN Charter, as one nation, have the same psychology, same language, same culture, same heritage, same past and history. So it has its right to have the state and self-government. So we demand our free homeland, and the occupied states are criminal of worst human rights violation in Balochistan. So by nature, it is the right of Baloch to self-defense, its life, liberty and culture. And we further demand with UN that it should conduct a referendum in Balochistan, whether the people want to stay connected under the occupation of Pakistan or not. As the Pakistan demands referendum in Kashmir under occupied, which he said occupied under India, so we demanding the very same thing from the US, that we have been forcefully occupied by Pakistan. We don't want to stay further connected under Pakistan, and we want our free homeland, and we want UN to conduct referendum here.
What is your message for Baluchis in Abor and for international community?
Thank you for asking me this question, because there are a lot of messages we want to spread around the world, around the globe. First of all, I want to say about this occupied Pakistanis and Iranis who have occupied and brutally tortured the Baloch. That the torture has its own time. It returns with the double speed and momentum to its creator. So whether they create brutal torture on us, it will return to them. And if they think that they will crush us, they destroy us, they will ruin our history, our culture and Baloch nation from the world. So I think this is their childish thought. And secondly, I just want to say those all persons who respect the human and humanity, that we are under the worst condition of human rights violation, and if they respect the human life, they must consider the Baloch nation, which is feeling very lonely, because we are facing bombardment, our people are missing, our children are under the trial of blast cases, under the 30 to 90 years. The ages are between 30 to 90 years old. The persons are facing blast cases under this brutal state. So please consider Baloch nation as a war nation, because this Pakistan created a war against us. And it is not, we are not Taliban, we are not, we Baloch are secular, and we are not the part of religious, that part of that religious fundamentalist. We are separate, we are just demanding our home, and this is the right of every person who burn on any part of this globe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Listener of Radio Gwang Balochistan, you have a list to voice of Baluchis and their demand. There is a strong ban on Baloch news in Pakistan. Please listen more news about Baloch of Iran and Pakistan, www.guang.org. Thank you. Radio Gwang Balochistan say goodbye to you for the next sending. God bless Balochistan. Balochistan, Sabzbat.